We're talking self-driving cars of the future. Now, self-driving cars might sound like they're from science fiction movie, but could we see them in real life? With the rise of autopilot-like features in cars, we could see self-driving cars sooner than we think. This morning, I'm joined by Associate Professor Mark Gregory from the School of Engineering at RMIT University to discuss this more. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Good morning.
Thank you for joining us. Now, do you see self-driving cars being invented in the near future? And how long do you think it will take for them to kind of come into fruition?
Well, I think that we're seeing early development of self-driving cars, but I do see that it's going to be quite a while before we have fully autonomous vehicles on our roads, particularly in Australia.
What would be some of the benefits of self-driving cars?
Well, I think the key benefits are that people will be able to use the car, then essentially the car would be able to be shared by other people. I think that would be the age where we would sort of see a moving away from, a lot of people in our society owning their own vehicle, because these vehicles will just essentially keep moving, keep doing jobs around cities. So I think that would be a key benefit of a self-driving, fully autonomous car. It would take the place in a way of public transport, not of the big movers like the trains, but I think that we'd see buses be replaced in some ways by self-driving vehicles. Plus the buses, I suppose, would also become self-driving.
Yeah, I was just wondering, do the buses then become, if the technology evolves, does that kind of get slotted into buses? What do you think are some of the dangers of these potentially self-driving cars?
Well, I think the key problems that we have relate to the artificial intelligences that would be used to to drive the car. The problem is that humans take in a lot of information and make decisions about what we're doing on the roads, and the roads vary so quickly. So for an artificial intelligence to be able to work in the same way, they would have to be able to recognise all of the many variances in the roads that humans take for granted, and that's not really one of their strengths. When you look at anything that is computer driven, they like the regularity, they like everything to be the same. So the problem then comes is, what happens if it's raining and you have water on the roads? How does it recognize water as that it's not a pothole or some other problem? What happens if you've got snow? What happens if a tree's fallen on the road? And many other things along those lines. So the problem is that the artificial intelligence is not really at this stage able to discern all the different problems that it's likely to face. And I think those are some of the key problems that are key issues that will hold the autonomous vehicles off the road for now.
In your kind of educated guess, do you think this is something that's like 20 years off, or more like 50 years off?
I think that that really by the end of the decade, we will see fully autonomous vehicles in some scenarios. For example, if you've got, for example, a university campus, you might have a self-driving bus that moves its way around a university campus.
Okay.
It's on a regular route, and it knows everything on that route. It would be known to the vehicle, and the people that are setting up that vehicle to do that route would be able to ensure that every aspect of the route, it remains the same. They wouldn't,
controlled environment and route.
Yes, absolutely. And I think that in those sort of scenarios, it sort of works. Also things like mines, where you have the very, very large trucks moving at very slow speeds, carrying the rocks in the mine. I think that also works. because of the environment. Plus, they would be in some ways semi-autonomous, where they would have people, in a distant city keeping check on what's happening with the trucks and where the trucks are going. And of course, they'd have cameras front, sides, and rears, so they would keep an eye on it. But that's another environment that are a fully autonomous / semi-autonomous vehicle would work in quite well because it's very controlled. But I just think that the general roads, I would say that they're still, 10 to 20 years away.
Yeah.
I think of the mayhem that, a fully autonomous vehicle would find itself in on the freeways.
Oh, my God. Definitely. Can you imagine it driving through Sydney? I mean, I'm guessing Melbourne is kind of similar, but oh my Lord, like there are some unpredictable drivers up here. So, I don't know if AI is yet at the capacity to be.
No, and that's the problem, I suppose, in that, all of a sudden you'd have AI trying to compete with human brains in some ways. And of course, yes, as you've just mentioned, we have some people who decide that they're going to do something and, even though it's not logical, you've got to find a way to let them do it. And so you've got to try and work in that environment. I think that the AIs will struggle in a lot of those environments. Plus, if you go out of the cities into the country, then you're in a totally different environment. And it's very, very hard for the AIs to take into account the many different varying environments in the country. Especially when you get off bitumen roads. Mm. So I don't think that's going to be an environment where we're going to see fully autonomous vehicles very soon.
Anytime soon. Associate Professor Mark Gregory, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's fascinating. I just think of like the Jetsons, the cartoons, the when we talk about automated cars, and maybe it's a little while off yet.
Yes, most certainly, though. I do remember in the Jetsons movie, of course, he falls foul of peak hour in space. Yes. I don't know, peak hour in space, but he did fall foul of it, and it does sort of highlight the that even in that Jetsons future, the people preferred to drive themselves rather than let the their little vehicles take control.
Hey, well, have a lovely day. Thank you so much, Mark.
My pleasure. Thank you.